Remind me of your relationship to Shostakovich's music from your time growing up in Latvia.
Yes, well, Shostakovich's music is it's very, very close to me. It's very, it feels, so I would say, equally Germanic music and the Slovenic music, and of course it consists of many composers, but it's very, very kind of, it feels like it's somewhere in my genes. Obviously it's because of the education, because of the very big influence of education and the culture. But Shostakovich is always been very, very personally close to me, and it is not only because, you know, obviously, of course, he in his symphonies he is describing very much the time he lived. Of course, it's a Soviet time. It was a Stalin regime, and then of course the Second World War, and then the Stalin's death, and then all the gradual changes, and so a little maybe improvements, but still at the end he was very depressive, and so his last symphonies and last compositions are actually rather more depressive than even the Stalin's period's music. But so his music is very close because it talks very, very directly into my heart and to my, you know, to my human being. And then,
well, let me ask. So Shostakovich may have said, it's a little bit disputed, that the Symphony No. 10 was really a depiction of the Stalin years. And you speak from such direct connection to the Soviet era of Latvia. Do you feel like when you bring Shostakovich's 10th Symphony to Symphony Hall with the BSO, are you communicating something about a past time, or are you communicating something about the way we all are from the perspective of the past? Do you see what I mean by the difference?
Yes, sir. I think it's, I find it's a combination. Of course, it's always every music, and of course also particularly Shostakovich, it will be always very, very personal to each individual conductor and musician, depending on his relation with Shostakovich music and actually whether he has lived in the Soviet Union or have experienced any tyrant regime, you know, any dictatorship. And of course, I lived in the Soviet Union, and I actually, my education comes, you know, very strongly from that system. And so therefore also the music of Shostakovich for me is very coming through this, you know, experience and this emotional, the smell of the air and of these, you know, socially not comfortable situations, but in the meantime, very, very intellectually and culturally rich background. So this is, to me, I always see very subjectively, of course, but what Shostakovich tries to explain with these symphonies, including the time he lived. So it's plus, of course, the most importantly is the emotional baggage or emotional context what these symphonies are bringing through, and that is the most important. And with different orchestras in different countries, maybe you can work in different ways that people would understand it more deeply or more personally. You can use different metaphors and different, of course, thanks God, you know, America hasn't experienced, you know, such a, you know, tyranny as, you know, the Soviet Italians or in Germany the Hitler or any disastrous, you know, tyrants. And but in the meantime, there is this, for example, the 10th Symphony, from the opening bars, it's a constant fear, you know, it's a fear. I think this is a constant fear, which even after Stalin was dead, people had. So this is a fear of whether you are going to be sent to Siberia or killed. You know, even Shostakovich, he had this little suitcase, which was ready at any moment that he would be called at night and just you know, sent away and either shot or just sent to Siberia or to the camp. Or, and again, the second movement is this description, how he is a portrait of Stalin, if you like, this description. This is, just a like a train which is going without any stops and going and just crashing at the end. And there is this constant battle as well, you know. Shostakovich uses his own initials, ta 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 tam ta ti ta tam, and of course in the third movement more, it starts ta ra ram pam 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 pam. So it's kind of a constant battle between Shostakovich and Stalin. Not a battle in a literal sense, but this kind of conflict, and
you
which
chose-
actually was all his whole life. I mean, all this, you know, all the time, starting from Lady Macbeth, which was rejected by Stalin.
And I just was going to say that you chose to start the concert with a part of Lady Macbeth of Mtsensk.
Yeah, that is actually the reason. It's this kind of connection to Stalin, because from that piece, particularly from Lady Macbeth, which was very successful, actually, in Shostakovich early years, with his first opera, and it was very successful. But in the meantime, it created such talks around. And of course, Stalin went to the performance, and he saw some of it and went out. And of course, then just after that, next morning, there was an article in the newspaper, main newspaper, saying, actually not signed by Stalin, but obviously nothing happened without his, you know, with his finger, and that saying Shostakovich is an absolutely terrible, disastrous music, it's absolutely anti-Soviet, it's all, so from the one of the most popular composers, he became just the enemy, and everyone on the streets, they were ashamed of him, you know, and so it is a disastrous feeling what Shostakovich had, and therefore, can you imagine, he was just in his 20s when, and then it went all up to 10th symphony, which is, you know, for so many, until 53, so many years, and then when Stalin died, so this kind of a link between this Lady Macbeth and then it's just and the 10th symphony was just Stalin's death. So
I think you're exactly right that the people in this country really have no way, unless they were there, of knowing the kind of fear you talk about. So all the more important to perform this music in this country, to communicate that.
Yeah, nobody would ever wish anyone to live in such a tyranny. But beyond all this political relationship to Stalin or relationship to party, and he just is a genius composer, because his music is surviving and it will always survive. And people, even not knowing what it's exactly about, they just simply love the music, and they think it's being such an energy, such a sarcasm. It's kind of a Russian Slavonic Mahler, you know. Again, this is this sarcasm, these sounds of there's some aggression, there's a lot of lamenting, and of course Shostakovich also was influenced by Mahler as well. So
indeed, yeah.
So he's just purely if you wouldn't know what it's about, it still talks to you very, very strongly. But of course, I find it's a combination, of course, knowing the background and trying to communicate it to the orchestra and to the orchestras I'm working, and still it is, of course, my subjective vision, because I'm trying, of course, to present with all my knowledge or not knowledge, but what at this point I can to, yeah, to present what I think Shostakovich wants to express through this music. You know.